Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Here we go.
Jake and Josh are here
to analyze the game they love
for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast. Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Everybody loves to rant and rave about how great the Philadelphia Eagles were. So, Josh, let's ask you. The Dolphins traded a 2025 third-round pick to trade into the fourth round to select a running back. So before we actually talk about the player, what'd you feel about this trade? This isn't, at least based on my limited research, this isn't a third-round pick to be named later. This can't be one of the comp picks. This is Miami's actual third round pick that is going to the Eagles next year. Who do you think won that trade?
I mean, at first, I definitely thought it was the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I was like, why did the Dolphins give up a third? I mean, I guess if you love the player, it made sense. But as the draft went on, I think Detroit soon followed, right? I think they gave up a third round pick to move up there, too. And I started to feel a little bit better about it. But my initial response was, damn those Eagles. They got us again.
Dude, I totally get that. And then I got to thinking, though, like, we're talking like in the perfect world, this third round pick's going to be a late third, right? You're leaning into the fourth round. This isn't someone who's guaranteed to be a, home run hit. So the Dolphins did what the Dolphins do, and they're going full Thanos. In the Infinity Stone world, they are getting every single Jalen possible. So what they decided, Jalen Wright, running back out of Tennessee, instead of waiting next year and using that third round pick on whatever running back kind of fits that zone next year, they identified a player, figured, let's give him a year of experience. Maybe we'll treat it like a tutorial where he can really get his feet under him, and invested the pick a year early.
Yeah, and you can't be upset about him getting more speed, right? I mean, Mike McDaniel loves speed. He's addicted to this thing. I mean, we all saw the tape with Jalen Wright. I mean, this is a guy who started 12 games last season, led the team with 1,013 yards rushing on 137 carries, and ranked second in college football at 7.4 yards per carry. So, I mean, you hear those numbers. You think about adding that to Devon Achane, some of those other playmakers in the backfield. You got to be excited. I know Raheem Mostert's not getting any younger. Jeff Wilson, we talked about how expendable he could be. Salvin Ahmed, he's that boomerang that continues to stick. So at some point, Dolphins are going to need a running back. You can see why they like this skill set, especially when you turn on tape and see what he can do in pass protection. I mean, this guy is not scared to get dirty and to hit some guys. So 23.7 miles per hour, I think he was timed. I think Tyreek Hill threw that out there. Just another speed demon that doesn't have a ton of volume on him throughout college that who knows what can happen. I had someone in my DMs telling me that he reminded them of Jay Ajayi, and I don't know if that's just his aesthetic look or what it is, but sign me up for that. I think he's a little bit more of a speed back than Ajayi, but you can't be upset with this pick. What were your initial thoughts, Jake, and how excited were you when you saw everyone posting the exact same highlight of him taking one to the house?
I was so queasy because I traded Raheem Mostert in a dynasty league about a month ago, and this made me feel so much better about it. I have one dynasty pick, man, and I want to use it on this guy. It's another one where you look at it on the surface and you're like, he's not going to start day one. Why did the Dolphins do this? They have so many needs. They need a defensive tackle. They need another safety. Why are we wasting picks on another running back? Well, so the Dolphins aren't stuck with looking for a running back off the streets come next season, right? Raheem Mostert is going to enter next year. The Dolphins did sign him to a contract extension, but he'll be 33 years old. It's about having those options. I see a backfield of Wright having a year of experience, and then Devon Achane entering year three as that thunder and thunder that is just absolutely horrifying for the Miami Dolphins. And I call it thunder. I meant lightning. My bad about that. But just this dynamic duo where you kind of acknowledge that Mostert's getting older. Jeff Wilson's up there in age. Chris Brooks is fun to be around, but you're keeping the train moving. You're having a process where you can trust these different running backs. Despite having Tua and this dynamic passing attack, Mike McDaniel is a run game coordinator. He needs these running backs he can trust. The Dolphins, I think, were a pretty balanced offense for the majority of the year, despite it really feeling like they tailed away from the rushing game. I think they did a good job of staying balanced for the majority of 18 weeks, so I get it. It makes sense. And it's not going to be one that feels good. You know, week four, week five, when we see him getting one snap, you'll see people dunking on each other on Twitter saying, like, look at this. He had one carry for 7 yards. But as we see him more and more in games, he might start to scare defenses. Then he'll break one free, and then all hell will open up from there.
Yeah, and this is almost like a player like Chop, like Patrick Paul, you know, that is also was all over teams' boards, right? I think some people had him ranked as the number one running back, number two. Others had him a little bit down the line. So, I think now we just got to realize that Mike McDaniel is going to probably throw a dart at a running back every single year. We saw it happen in San Francisco time and time again. I guess we're just going to get used to that. But he has that blazing speed. You can see why the Dolphins like him. Do have to mention that a lot of his runs came against light boxes. So he's not going to, you know, run between the tackles and maybe pick up some of that dirty yardage that we might need. Someone jokingly said he's going to pick up a 3rd-and-1. I said doubtful. That's probably still doubtful, but we'll see what happens. Stoked about Jalen Wright. Stoked that they had another playmaker. And like you said, Jake, there might be a time where we're relying on this guy sooner rather than later.
So Jonathan Brooks, Trey Benson, Blake Corum, and Marshawn Lloyd all went before Jalen Wright. But overall, I mean, I'm ready to – I'll trust Mike McDaniel to get these traits. I mean, looking at what the San Francisco 49ers did – with years, I mean, Elijah Mitchell, I mean, Jeff Wilson, Raheem Mostert, those were all guys for year after year, they always had someone ready to go at running back. I'm all for that. I think we're going to realize as we see more and more of this offense, it's so easy to get caught up in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, but this team absolutely does love to run the football. Any doubts? You didn't have any really gripes with Miami's decision to trade up. It kind of felt like they were desperate to trade one of next year's third round picks. But overall, I get the process. And I kind of am for, like, if you need this guy to come in and play next year and have a major workload, you'd rather have him have a year of experience under your belt, even if it means you got to, you know, invest a whole, you know, round later.
Yeah, I think one thing I've always, you know, tried to say is if they feel that this is their guy, you know, on their board, whatever, just go and get him, right? Find a way to get him. You talked about it. It was something I kind of overlooked in the moment, but we still have those compensatory picks. So it isn't the end of the world, like you said. Hopefully this Dolphins team is winning the AFC East, you know, competing deep into the playoffs where we don't have to worry about that late round pick. But yeah, I originally thought, damn, I can't believe they got hosed. And then as you saw some of these other trades, as you remembered the compensatory picks, and as you considered what Jalen Wright can bring to this offense and how excited they seem to be for that pick, sign me up. I have no issues with it.
He's a solid receiving back, too. I believe he had 22 receptions for 141 yards. That's about 6.5 per in college. But I think this also pushes that Devon Achane agenda, Josh, going forward, where I think he can be more of a receiving back, where hopefully Jalen Wright is that majority. None of these guys, you really can call him like a workhorse back, right? None of these guys look like Jerome Bettis back there. But somebody who might get 65 to 35% of the snaps might be someone like Jalen Wright compared to Achane, where you want to limit the amount of hits he's taking, maybe on the interior, throw him a couple passes. I'm going to keep pushing that agenda until I'm blue in the face.
Yeah, keep giving him passes. And we got to mention, I mean, Achane, for as much as we love him, for as explosive as he was, what, six total games I think he's missed, or seven was it, throughout his career. So, you could use Jalen Wright, and I'm excited to see what he can bring, but temper expectations. We're going to draft him in all our fantasy leagues, though.
Yeah, with that, Josh, where do you rank these guys? Are you willing to, like, take a leap of faith on someone like Jalen Wright, or is it, like, Achane probably top of list? I still think Raheem Mostert, the touchdown volume is just absolutely insane, and the fact he can, against the bad team, get you 20 carries for 120 yards, no problem. I still think he's going to give you a lot of value, but I think Achane might be that more consistent week by week. Or do you think kind of Wright can sneak up on either of them?
Yeah, I mean, we're sickos, so we're in dynasty. So that was my original. That was my first thought, was getting this guy in a rookie draft, you know, stashing him on your thing. I don't know if you're going to be picking Jalen Wright up, unless, you know, he's probably one of those guys you get during waivers when you realize that, you know, you might start this week or get some touches because we're reading a Barry Jackson report or whatever. But yeah, I think I'd stick with Achan. But Raheem Mostert, man, I mean, for the value that he's going to get, where he's going to get drafted in fantasy leagues, and for how awesome he looked last year, I mean, it's hard to count against it. Do it now, Miami.